The Tennis Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Play their fantasy pick'em for a chance to 100 times your money in NBA, MLB, MMA, NHL, golf, and more. Sign up today at UnderdogFantasy.com using promo code SGPN to get a 100% deposit match. Plus, the NFL Draft is coming up, and Old Fashioned Football is giving away some autographed NFL merch. Head to sportsgamepodcast.com/offcontest, OFF contest, to enter today. And we're also giving away $200 in cash in our NBA playoff round one prop contest. Sign up link is in our NBA channel on our NBA Discord. Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the Tennis Gambling Podcast. It is currently late Saturday night, roughly 10 p.m. Eastern time on April 20th. I'm Rosso with Sky Rochelle once again going solo for this pod. Should be a fun episode. Only three matches to preview, though, because we do have a final time in three events. We have the final in Barcelona, the final in Bucharest, and the final in Munich. So we're going to preview all three of those matches. But before any of that, I do want to remind everybody once again to check out the podcast on Spotify or Apple if you're not doing so, because you don't have to listen to it on YouTube or vice versa. So if you are on Spotify or Apple and you want to actually catch a live stream, we are on YouTube, so keep that in mind, or vice versa. Maybe you can't afford to make it to YouTube and you found the podcast on YouTube. Don't worry, it's also on Spotify or Apple. Also, a reminder, though, to leave a like and potentially a subscribe or a comment to the actual channel or the episodes. Also, a reminder to check out the SGPN merch store for the Tennis Gambling Podcast merch. We have shirts, we have mugs, whatever merchandise you need, we have for the tennis show. So check out the SGPN merch store if you do want to get some great high-quality merchandise, not just from our show, but also from the other podcasts with SGPN. And the feature podcast for the network this week is going to be the Hockey Gambling Podcast, because besides basketball, it's also the start of the Stanley Cup playoffs, and the NHL Gambling Podcast, the Hockey Gambling Podcast, guys, have you covered? Talon, Ryan, and Joel are breaking down every single game of the playoffs to keep you definitely informed on what's happening. And they're also going to give you some betting advice. They'll give you some picks, and they'll also give you some jokes coming along with all of the postseason analysis. Subscribe to the Hockey Gambling Podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Also, a reminder that we are giving away $200 in our NBA playoff round one prop contest, $200 cash. Sign-up link is in our NBA channel on our NBA Discord. Anyway, time to start off with the actual recap of the Saturday matches. Spoiler, they were not good for us. Ended up going 0-2 on the Lock and Dog picks. Had Green plus 2.5 games against Fritz at around minus 125. Wasn't close, as Fritz beat him pretty comfortably, 6-3, 6-4. As for the Dog, though, ended up losing with Tabilo money line at plus 110 against Silvics. Kind of the same exact story, as he ended up seeing our guy lose in straight sets, 6-4, 6-4. So neither set was a blowout, but Fuksovics went up a break and kind of coasted from that point forward. So by the way, went 0-2 in that episode. Look for a sweep here on the final episode for Barcelona, Bucharest, and Munich. Before we get into any of the actual match previews, though, I do want to actually start off with recapping the action for Saturday. So I mentioned two matches already. A reminder, they had to finish a couple of matches that were not able to be finished on Friday. So starting off with Munich, you ended up having the conclusion of the Struff and Felix match, which Struff eventually won in straight sets. He was up a set and a break, and he ended up finishing that off in the second set. Then you ended up having a matchup between Fritz and Green, where Fritz won in straight sets. Mentioned that before. Then you had probably the shocker of the entire week. Struff beat Rune, which I cannot say is the most surprising. We thought Rune would win as two-time defending champion, but Struff's in front of the home country fans. It was the margin, though, that Struff won by, which was an absolute shock. So Struff had to play the final couple games there, the final, I think it was six games against Felix, and then he walked into the match against Rune, and he beat him in less than an hour. I don't know what happened there, but Rune got absolutely buried in the second set, lost 6-0, and Struff kind of dominated. It was 2-2 early on, and then Struff won the next 10 games, which I find kind of fascinating. But either way, Rune got absolutely buried, losing 6-2, 6-0, came out of nowhere. Definitely a great showing there by Struff. Moving on to Bucharest, you had the finale of the intense three-setter between Navone and Cerundolo from Friday, as Navone got the job done 7-5 in the third set. Fuksovics beat Tabilo, and then Navone came back and beat Barrere or Barreri. I'm trying to remember how to pronounce that. I think it's Barreri. In straight sets, 6-3, 6-4. So both guys who had to come back to finish their Friday matches also won their Saturday matches. So definitely a good showing by them. I wonder about fatigue. Probably not for Struff because he won against Rune in about an hour or about 40 minutes or so. Navone might be tired. Who knows? But he ended up winning despite playing three sets of tennis yesterday. As for the actual matches in Barcelona, Rude ended up beating Echeverry in straight sets. We thought it'd be competitive. We did lean to Echeverry plus the games. Did lean to Rude for the over as well as the team total over, and that got there as Rude did win 7-6, 6-4. And Tsitsipas ended up winning, but he dropped the set again for the second straight match as a massive favorite. Ended up dropping the first set to Lajovic, then won the next two sets 6-4, 6-2. As for the outright recap, unfortunately, a couple of our guys lost on Saturday, as we had Echeverry at 34-1. Made the semis, you fought valiantly, and then you ended up losing as a massive dog against Rude. Not going to get mad at you. It is what it is. Hopefully some of you hedged if you ended up having Echeverry at 34-1. Tsitsipas won, though, so we do have one outright remaining in Barcelona. Unfortunately, though, the lone outrights that we had in Munich and Bucharest were Rune and Tabilo, and they both ended up losing in the semis. So we gave it a good run. Unfortunately, though, all we have left is Tsitsipas. Hopefully gets the job done in Barcelona, and hopefully he ends up winning his second tournament in as many weeks. Anyway, that's going to do for the actual recap of the Saturday matches. Overall, once again, not the greatest day. We couldn't cover the Struff-Rune match because we didn't have the actual matchup yet, since Felix and Struff didn't finish their matchup. Ended up losing the Garin match. Ended up losing the Tabilo match. Couldn't preview the Navone match. We got the Rude one right, and the Tsitsipas one we did get wrong. So once again, not a great overall episode. Hopefully we'll get back on track here for the Saturday night episode for the Sunday matches. Anyway, time to get into the actual preview of the finals. We're going to start off in Munich, going through the actual time of these matches. You are going to see Munich starting first by, I think, about half an hour, as Munich is starting at around 7:30 a.m. Eastern time. Bucharest is about 8 a.m. Eastern time, and Barcelona's last at 10 a.m. Eastern time. So starting off with the Munich match, you have a favorite here, which is the American, as Fritz is minus 134. Struff's around plus 114 for the game spread, minus 1.5 for Fritz, and you have plus 1.5 for Struff. Over-under set at around 22.5 or 23, depending on where you shop. The over 2.5 sets is set at plus 120. For set wagering, Struff's win in straight sets is plus 275. Fritz's win in straight sets is a plus 190. Both players have their team total set at around 12.5. So going through the head-to-head between these two players, two career meetings, but none of them were on clay, so you can argue there's really not much to go with the head-to-head. Now, they faced off in 2021. Fritz did win in three on hard court. Faced off in Wimbledon in 2019. Struff did win in four. So you had a grass event and a hard court event 3 years ago, and basically 5 years ago. Not much to actually talk about. Now, Struff's been very good so far in this event, as he has not dropped a set. He ended up beating Dezanschulp in straight sets, beat Felix in straight sets, and then beat Rune in straight sets. Good competition. Dezanschulp was the two-time defending runner-up, and he beat him in straight sets 7-6, 6-4. Then he beat Felix 7-5, 6-4, and then he killed Rune in whatever the match that was on Saturday. As for Fritz, though, he has only dropped one set, ended up beating a relative unknown in the first round, beat Draper in three, and then ended up beating Garin in straight sets on Saturday. Should be a competitive match, simply put. I think both guys are still really good at serving. I think you'll see some up and down moments from both guys. Fritz, I think, is more, I'd say, consistent than Struff is, but Struff definitely has the firepower, and I believe he was a runner-up here a couple years ago in his home country. So the home crowd is going to be definitely in favor of the underdog here, so maybe you might be tempted by Struff. I might lean to Struff. The problem that you run into is sometimes after a guy plays a perfect match, they tend to struggle the match after because they can't sustain that level, and the odds makers might overvalue them. Maybe that's the case with Struff here. He just could not have played any better than he did against Rune, but I do think you're looking at a guy who is definitely capable of getting the job done. I think it's going to be a close match. We have seen dated history, but each of those matches were competitive. First glance, give me the over. I think 22.5 games is too low, especially based on how well both guys can serve. If you get a breaker, you're in good shape, a 7-6, 6-4. You still win the over at 22.5. I don't mind the three sets at plus 120, but at that point, I think I'd rather take the actual games instead, because you might end up getting maybe two tie breaks, maybe a 7-6, 7-6, maybe a 7-5 in there. The point is, I actually think it is pretty reasonable for a straight set matchup between them to actually go over the total while also ending in straight sets. And you might end up having to sweat out maybe a breaker or two if you end up taking the over 2.5 sets instead. So for me, I'd rather take the over with the actual games. I'd rather take the over with the overall team totals of the 12.5 for Fritz at minus 135 and Struff potentially at minus 110. I am going to lean to Struff to win. Do I feel great about it? No. Full disclosure, I think it could be anybody's match, but give me the over and what I think should be a basic coin flip. Moving on to the next matchup, you have the matchup in Bucharest, which is probably the least talked about or least hyped up match on the card, because you have Fuksovics taking on Navone. Fuksovics is a decent favorite, about minus 136. I think I saw minus 150 and change on FanDuel. To shop around, Navone is available at plus 116. As for the game spread, Fuksovics minus 2.5 and Navone plus 2.5. Over-under for games set at 22 or 21, heavily juiced. You can find the set wagering over 2.5 sets at plus 135. Navone to win a set is minus 200. Fuksovics to win in straight sets is plus 120. And vice versa, you have Navone to win in straight sets at plus 300. Now, this matchup should be interesting because Fuksovics was very solid against Tabilo. He had been struggling, though, in the last couple matches before that, as you ended up seeing Fuksovics go to three sets against Mutet. Ended up beating Greece more comfortably and beat a relative unknown Vacherot in the first round in straight sets. But he went to a breaker in that one, 10-8. He also had a 7-5 set against Greece Spore. Couple of longer sets, but you're looking at Navone, who's played a bunch of tennis recently. Beat Darderi in the first round in straight sets. Good win there. Beat Seaboth Wild in three, 7-5 in the final set. Competitive. Then he beat Cerundolo, 7-5 in the final set as well. Then beat Barrere in the continuation of his run in the semis there when they made up the quarterfinal match, as he won in straight sets. So the point is, Navone has played a lot of sets recently. I'm trying to think of where he stopped his match with Cerundolo. I think it was after the second set. So he's gone to two separate three-setters, and he played three sets yesterday because he had to continue that match against Cerundolo. Good win there, don't get me wrong, but still a very tiring ordeal there. I understand why Fuksovics is favored, but Navone has been really good. He's a relative unknown from a couple months ago. You might remember I gave him out to win an event a couple of months ago, and I believe he lost that event and then made the final in Rio right after it, just to annoy me. I like Navone a lot as a player. I think he's a very solid clay player. For bias, I'm actually rooting for Fuksovics in this matchup, because for future reference, I want to be selfish, and I want to get better odds from Navone in other clay events moving forward. And I'm afraid if he wins an ATP title, his odds might automatically be, I don't want to say chopped in half, but his odds are going to drop in future events because he has won a clay ATP title before. So I'm actually hoping that Navone loses because I want to back him in future tournaments. Maybe not the Masters 1000 events or anything like that, but I do think he can be in line to win a 250 or two maybe next year if needed. But I do think that he's got some value in this match. I do think it's going to be a tough matchup, though. So I do like the over 2.5 sets. Navone has been a three-set magnet, and I do think you're looking at what should be a back-and-forth matchup. Fuksovics is the more proven commodity, but Navone, I do think, is more comfortable on clay. You can argue about that. It's debatable. But beating Seaboth Wild and beating Cerundolo in the same event is very impressive. Those are two very good clay players. We saw Seaboth Wild, for example, beat Medvedev in the French Open last year before going on a small run. Cerundolo is a solid clay player as well. He's been a bit up and down this year, but he's got talent, and beating him is definitely not something I want to overlook. That's definitely a good win. I wanted to at least mention that. Now, as for Fuksovics, he's been good. The argument is he hasn't played great competition. He beat a relative unknown in the first round. Griekspoor is not known for being a great clay player. Beat Mutet, who is a solid clay player, but I think we'd agree that he's definitely not really a top 40, top 50 guy. He's had some injury issues, mostly a challenger-level guy, though, over the last couple of years at this point. Tabilo is a good win, but I think Navone is alive to win this, actually. I think that plus 116 is a pretty good price. You can argue that it's going to be potentially a three-set marathon, and with that being the case, I think there's value with the dog, and I think there's value on the over. So give me the over in this one at plus 135 on the over 2.5 sets, and I am going to go with the dog here at plus 116. Moving on to the final matchup, you have a deja vu matchup because they faced off last week in the Monte Carlo final. You have Rude taking on Tsitsipas. Mr. ATP 250 is trying to win a 500 as Rude is one match away from doing so. Once again, Tsitsipas did beat him in Monte Carlo in straight sets, but it was a bit more competitive than the scoreline indicated because Rude went 0-for-5 on breakpoint chances in the second set. He had a shot to maybe force it aside or could not do it, so maybe he'll be able to get the better of Tsitsipas in the media rematch. For the actual money line, Rude is a slight favorite by minus 112, Tsitsipas around minus 108. As for the game spread, plus half a game for Rude at minus 115, minus half a game for Tsitsipas at minus 105. Over under for games, over 22.5 games at minus 120. The under 22.5 is minus 110. You can find the set wagering over 2.5 sets is plus 125. Under is minus 155. And you can find the straight set wagering. Tsitsipas straight sets is plus 220. Rude straight sets is plus 200. Now, I do think the overall form of both guys helped explain why Rude is a slight favorite, basically a pick 'em. Tsitsipas has won 10 straight matches, though. He's been very good. But Rude has not dropped a set in the event yet. Ended up beating Moore in straight sets, beat Thompson in straight sets, beat Arnaldi in straight sets, and beat Echeverry in straight sets on Saturday. As for Tsitsipas, he's been struggling a bit. Beat Offner in a competitive 6-4, 7-5, beat Baena 7-5, 6-3, and then had two tough matches. Ended up losing the first set to Diaz Acosta, came back and won in three. Arguably should have lost the match. He was down 5-2 in the breaker, came back and won 10-8 in that final set breaker. And then he dropped the first set to Lahovic, and then eventually won the next two sets pretty comfortably. So Tsitsipas has been kind of leaking oil. You can argue that fatigue might be an issue because he has been playing a lot of tennis after winning the Monte Carlo title. The excuse, though, really does not hold much water when you realize Rude also made the final in Monte Carlo. So both guys have the same amount of time off and the same amount of time to recover physically in preparation for Barcelona. So I don't really want to buy into that narrative. I was kind of throwing it out there because people might make that argument. I think it's mostly based on the comfort for the actual court. Rude has been very solid here, not dropping a set. Tsitsipas has dropped a set in the last two matches. So based on what we've seen, Tsitsipas has been more vulnerable. I think that's the main argument to be made in favor of Rude getting the job done in this matchup. Now, I see a close match, so I like the over. Yes, I know he got burned on the over 2.5 sets in the Monte Carlo match. A reminder, though, Rude did have 5 break points to potentially go up a break in the second set, could not convert, and Tsitsipas has been dropping sets, most notably the first set, because he has dropped the first set in each of the last two matches. Rude, though, has been really good. I mean, at the end of the day, he lost one match to Tsitsipas back in Monte Carlo. Still beat Djokovic, still beat Humbert, beat Hurkacz, beat Tabilo. He's been good, just simply put. So I understand why Rude's being favored. I think he's actually worthy of being a favorite. I'm going to lean to Rude. A reminder that we do have Tsitsipas to win the event, so we already have a much better price in our back pocket. So if you want to hedge with Rude, I don't hate it. But I think my favorite play for the match will be the over instead. I see a war, just simply put. I think Rude can win in straight sets, and maybe it still goes over the 22.5, maybe you want a team total for Rude or Tsitsipas at 12.5. That I don't really mind either. But I think you're looking at what should be a competitive match. Both guys we have seen be very successful on clay in years past and right now. And Tsitsipas has been very good in the head-to-head, which is why it's a bit tricky to immediately pick Rude to win the event. It's because Tsitsipas has kind of owned him historically. I think he's 4-2 in the head-to-head. It might be 5-2 at this point, I forgot. But we just saw this exact same matchup on clay a week ago. Tsitsipas won in straight sets, so I think Rude will play better. Is he going to win? I'm going to lean yes. I think he finally gets over the hump, and I think he finally wins a 500. But I do think it's going to be competitive, and I think it's going to be a marathon. So give me the over 2.5 sets at plus 125. That's going to wrap it up, though, for the actual 3 title match previews for Sunday. Now it's time for the lock and dog picks. But before we continue that, do you want to take a quick word from our sponsor? We're brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Underdog Fantasy is our proud sponsor, and the NBA playoffs are here, and they have a lot of great ways to make it interesting. Underdog Fantasy is the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Playing their pick 'em game is as simple as selecting higher or lower on player props, or player stats, I mean, like points, rebounds, assists, and so much more. Make entries in all basketball or mix and match across your other favorite sports. You can win up to 100 times your money, and it's a ton of fun. Underdog's available in 30-plus states, including California, Texas, and even Canada. They also have a lot of great promos going on for the NBA playoffs, because Underdog will be running a bunch of different promotions. They have bonus cash airdrops, specials, giveaways, and more throughout the NBA playoffs. So make sure to follow at Underdog Picks on Twitter. That's at Underdog Picks on Twitter to keep an eye out. And a reminder that you definitely should sign up with the code SGPN, and Underdog will double your first deposit of $100. So Underdog Fantasy, promo code SGPN. Welcome back, everyone, to the Tennis Gambling Podcast. We finished previewing the three title matches on a Sunday in Munich, Bucharest, and Barcelona. Now it is time for the lock and dog pick. Starting with the lock, I am going to go back to Munich. Give me the over, 22.5 games at minus 126 in the Fritz and Struff match. Simply put, each of the first two meetings were a long time ago, but none of them ended in straight sets, and both guys are really good at serving. It's been a big reason why they're here at this point in the final. Struff, we know, can definitely unload a bunch of big first serves. Same with Fritz. Both guys not the greatest at returning. I think Fritz is better at it, but the point is I do expect both guys to have advantages when serving. And if the first serve percentage doesn't totally fall off a cliff for either guy, I think you might see a lot of pretty straightforward holds. You don't need three sets in this one. If you win basically automatically if it goes to three sets. But if you end up getting a tiebreaker here, you're in good shape. Maybe two tiebreakers, but a 7-6-6-4, that's good enough. You still win. So I think that there's value on the over. Give me the over 22.5 games as my lock. For my dog, I am going to go to the last matchup that we had, the immediate rematch in Barcelona. Give me the over 2.5 sets at plus 125. I see a very close matchup here. Rude has been sharper in Barcelona, but Tsitsipas has been in solid command of the head-to-head. And Rude, I mentioned it before, did lose in straight sets to Tsitsipas in Monte Carlo. Bit misleading, though, because he had five break points, went 0-for-5 on those in the second set, so he had a chance to potentially steal the second set before eventually losing 6-4 in the straight set conclusion of that match. But it's also important to mention that Tsitsipas is phenomenal in Monte Carlo because he's a two-time champion, now a three-time champion, so he's definitely more comfortable on that court. Not the same here. Tsitsipas did lose in the final to Alcaraz last year, but he's never won the title here, and I think that Rude can, once again, make the match a lot more competitive on the scoreboard than it was in Monte Carlo. But even with that being the case, my main point is that the scoreboard was not fully representative of how competitive that match actually was after the first set. So with that being the case, I do like the potential of this match to go to three, and I think the value is good there at plus 125. Plus, Tsitsipas has dropped a bunch of sets recently, dropped a set to Lajovic and Diaz Acosta. No offense to Lajovic and Diaz Acosta, but both guys nowhere near on the same level as Rude. I think he might drop a set again. Maybe you'll see another up-and-down performance where he struggles in the first set and picks it up from that point forward. Rude can be the same way. Maybe the nerves will get to him trying to win his first ever non-ATP 250. So that could always, you know, kind of seep back into Rude's mind in the latter stages if he's potentially closing the match out. But simply put, based on Tsitsipas' tendency to drop sets recently and based on how competitive the second set actually was in Monte Carlo with the failed break points, I think it's going to be a close match. I think a lot of people might expect Rude to potentially lose again because of the fact that he just lost to this guy. I think it's going to be more competitive than that. So as a result, give me the over 2.5 sets. So once again, my picks for the show, the lock's going to be on Fritz and Struff over 22.5 games, minus 126 in Munich. And my dog will be on Rude and Tsitsipas over 2.5 sets at plus 125. As for the plan for the next episode, we have a lot of episodes coming up because we have another Clay 1000 event because we have Madrid. So we're going to preview Madrid going through one episode per round. We're going to, of course, do the lock and dog picks for the first round in the preview and outrights episode. From that point forward, though, we will have an episode per round. So expect a lot of tennis content and a lot of potentially, I'd say, early evening or maybe early night podcasts because a lot of these matches will take place early in the morning since it is going to be in Spain. So keep that in mind. But until next time, find me on Twitter at Rice Show Radio. Find me on the NBA show. Find me on the MLB show. Find me on the NFL show. Find me on the WNBA show as well. Until next time, good luck to all of you and all of your bets. Bye, everyone.